Well, it's 9:45 on Saturday. I'm standing in the garden. The sun's beating down. There's not a cloud in the sky. The sheep are lined up in a line on the field opposite, which is really strange. I don't know what they're doing. Maybe having a Saturday eat along the field race. Who gets to the other side quickest? But that's what it looks like. It's really bizarre. It's just blissful here. But more than that, what I wanted to just note to self this morning was I'm so used to waking up full of fear and full of anxiety and just generally, to sum up really, the idea that you should enjoy every moment, which is common philosophy, and properly sort of, you know, live in it. I did live in the moment all the time when I was at the worst of my mental illness. But that moment was one of pretty hopelessness, really. Very pessimistic, mostly. Outwardly optimistic sometimes. But that's really because I hadn't forgotten how to be an optimist. I just didn't feel optimistic. I am an optimist generally. But in that case, you know, you can't fake optimism to yourself when you're feeling depressed or you're feeling chronically anxious or agoraphobic. So every day I'd wake up and think, well, really, I'd be quite happy to have slept through the whole day, and you know, the only problem with that is that there's still another day at the end of it. And I was never suicidal particularly. You know, I wouldn't say that, but I certainly was of the opinion it would be best if I could just hide myself away from everyone and stop being such a mentalist. You know, it was a funny old feeling. I say it was funny because it wasn't an experience that I'd anticipated would be like it was. I did a psychology degree, so I know a little bit about mental health problems. I did work for Mind for 4 years, voluntarily, initially for the first two, paid ultimately, before I started my city career. So I was educated in the mind, and one would hope that would give one an advantage over keeping one's marbles. But I think it's more that the reason I wanted to study psychology was because even at 18 I knew that my head wasn't right. But yeah, I think really I just had to get out of London. I don't know, I'm aware of this honeymoon period, but just to contrast it, I wake up now and if the sun's up, we haven't got any curtains yet so that helps, but if the sun's up, it's shining in through the front of the house, usually over a frosty field with a duck pond, a marsh, a foresty bit, and it's just generally the kind of view that you'd have as a screensaver. And so I get out of bed, make some coffee, come outside to breathe a fresh breath of country air, and honestly, I'm still living in the moment, but that moment, every one of them so far, has been a calm, steady appreciation of what my environment now and what our life holds. I mean, I genuinely feel like, you know, I've always been totally in love with my wife, but it's hard to feel like you're giving someone the love they need when you're mentally ill. But I genuinely feel like, you know, I can live in the moment to the extent that I don't think about that mental illness at the minute. I'm aware it won't have gone away. I'm aware I still need my therapy to address issues that gave rise to it. But and I'm aware that I could just be having a good period. But the fact is, as Tim, a friend on Twitter, pointed out to me, it's the fact I've experienced this quiet and this calm that makes me know that there's, you know, another side to it, and I've seen how it can be anyway, even if it is a honeymoon period, and that is immensely powerful for me, because you know, it addresses all the concerns and all the desperations of feeling like, you know, life would be better off racing past, when actually you know that you've got the most perfect wife that you love to pieces, you've got a dog that loves you to pieces, and you've got all the gadgets and computer equipment that you desire, and your music studio, and none of that's doing anything to help, unless the environment you're in allows you to breathe in your brain, and that's what's happening to me now. I feel like I'm breathing with my brain. Looking over the field, hasn't been a train go past for a while. Don't find them a problem when they do. They're all really nice, interesting trains. We get some freight. We get freight. We get the Virgin tilting trains. They all go past pretty quickly. They don't make too much noise, and they're all turning me into a train spotter. We've just had a letter from Network Rail asking us to do them a favour and keep an eye on the line by our property, because there's animals getting onto it apparently, and people trespassing. So we've been given a hotline to ring to report trespassers on the line. I don't know. They obviously haven't stood in our cottage garden, because you can't see the line from here. At least I don't think you can. Maybe it's higher than I think it is, but it's you know, there's bushes in the way. Anyway, I'm gibbering now, really. I've said all I wanted to say. It was just a particular, really a note in this journey I've had for the past year with Audioboo as my tool to record these things. I haven't got Wi-Fi yet, so I'm less prone to booing. And also, I've just been really enjoying gardening and pottering and spending time with family and... today, yeah, Mum and Dad coming up. I don't feel anxious at all, and I would normally, not because they're not completely lovely, but because, you know, some of my issues are tied up in complicated things, and that relate to them. Yes, but yeah, it's all great anyway. That's the thing. There's no point in harbouring the point. It's lovely to feel so happy and so without any kind of obsessive or manic behaviour accompanying it. I'm still taking my pills, obviously. I'm under no illusions. But I could never have imagined saying to the doctor, actually, I think I'd like to try reducing my dose. And maybe the doctor will say, give it 6 months and then do that. But, you know, I will be saying that when I go and see the doctor. Just because I mean, I don't know what help they're giving me, really, because, you know, I'm scared to not take them, but I don't feel like any pill has anything on fresh air, space, peace, and just a calmer, less sensory way of life. Sensory in the sense that you know, cars shouting, gangs, crack dealers, crack whores, people attacking, people getting aggressive with you because they don't like your dog, people you know, leering at your wife and making lewd comments about her breasts and when she's out with the dog, all of these little daily incidents that happen living in Hackney there. None of them, when related singly, are a big deal, but it's the constant grind of these things that are just absent here, literally. The most exciting thing that happens, I mean, lots of exciting things happen, but, for example, Poppy can spend an hour chasing flies in the garden, and I can spend an hour watching her, and it's an absolute pleasure. Anyway, it's enough for me. I'm going to go and take Poppy for a walk with Claude over the fields, and wait for my parents to arrive at midday. Dad's a keen gardener, so I'm going to ask for his advice on my newly cut vegetable patch, which was my answer to the fact that I couldn't afford a bigger lawnmower. Make the lawn smaller. Yeah, have a good day, and hurrah, hurrah. is all I can say. Blissful. Oh dear, 10 minutes. That was meant to be 3 minutes. I'm meant to be trying to shorten my booze. Okay, well, it's an important time for me, so they will be a bit over time for a while.